Morning, SP. My name is Ian Fu. I'll be giving the message today. I picked the verse from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 18. So Ephesians chapter 6, 12 to 18. Let me read this before we start in a word of prayer. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for the morning. I thank you that we have a morning like this. We have times like these for us to reflect, for us to read your word, for us to delve a bit deeper, for us to share our own struggles, our own reflections, and most importantly, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to speak to us, to convict us, to teach us, Lord, how we are to spend our lives here on earth in devotion, in worship, and in closeness to you, Lord. So this morning, I ask that you will just help this message sink in to our spirits. Teach us new revelations, Lord, that we may walk boldly in the path that you set before us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So most of the time, I find myself very much on the insular type of defensive mode. What I mean by insular is I go about my day-to-day very often trying to control, being keenly aware of how I am reacting to circumstances around me. You know, I'm so aware of when I feel jealous, you know, when there's a root of envy springing up in me. I'm careful in terms of what I say. Sometimes I swear. Sometimes I get angry at certain things. I'm trying to control myself because I believe that I need to become more and more sanctified. I need to become more and more holy. And I think these are all good things. And these are things that we should all strive for. And I strive for that. But many times I also fail. Many times what happens is I end up becoming very angry at something or someone. I end up swearing. I end up cussing. Sometimes when I drive, I lose my temper on the road. I lose my patience with people. You know, I have ungodly thoughts. And then when I have these things, when these things erupt, I feel extremely bad about myself. I feel extremely guilty. And then I go to God and I pray for strength. I pray for forgiveness. And then I try to restart myself again. I try to restart myself as a holy person because that's who God wants me to be. And in going through all this process, it's so singular. It's just about me. It's about my sanctification. It's about how holy I am and how holy I'm trying to be. And again, I say, these are good things. But what I've come to realize when I was reading through Ephesians 6, 12 to 18, is that I'm forgetting the spiritual warfare that I'm in. And I think it's very easy for a lot of us, including myself, to think of spiritual warfare as something which is going on internally within ourselves. I think that is partly right. It is a lot of the times spiritual warfare that is going through within our internal world. But what I've come to see is that spiritual warfare is also something which is an outward act. It doesn't just involve me and myself and my inner thoughts. It also involves everything else that I do with them, my physical actions even. You know, someone once said, and I can't remember who it was, but I think perhaps a few pastors have said that the spiritual reality of things often also translates to the physical realities of our world. Right? The spiritual realities often translate into the physical realities of our world. And what that means is that whatever is happening inside of me and you spiritually can translate into the physical world around us. But then I was thinking how to flip that as well and how to think of it the other way around. Does the physical realities also impact our spiritual realities? And when I had this thought, I was thinking through this verse and I was thinking, actually, spiritual warfare needs to be twofold. It needs to be a reflection of our inner spiritual work that we are disciplining ourselves internally, but also outwardly what we are doing physically. Hopefully the two come together. They shouldn't be seen as separate and distinct. But when they come together, they are much, much more powerful. And what exactly do I mean by that? Well, maybe I can put it this way. In practical terms, what's our spiritual battle looking like? And what's my thoughts on what are my thoughts on this I want to share this morning? If you look at our jobs, right, we might be a teacher, we might be in law enforcement, we might be in medicine, we might be in research, whatever it is, these are things that we are outwardly doing physically. And when we have these things, which we spend so much of our time on, what are we doing about that? You know, if we're teaching, are we teaching with the idea that this is actually a physical as well as a spiritual act of warfare? Are we inculcating in our minds of our students, right, the right values, the integrity, equipping them to fight? If so, then we're doing something physically, right? In ministry, for example, if we're going out to serve, to visit the prisoners in prison, if we're going out to distribute clothing and necessities, we are doing something physically. Now, inwardly, perhaps sometimes we don't feel equipped. Sometimes we just don't feel like it. But many times when I'm involved in ministry, I realized that by physically pushing myself to go out, the spirit then follows and my heart then follows. I may not always feel internally ready, prepared, or desiring to go out. Sometimes I feel like I just want to stay in and relax and sleep and do something else. But when I realize that I have a duty, a physical duty to be physically present somewhere else, whether it's in my job or whether it's some volunteer ministry that I've signed up for, I realize that the spiritual reality soon follows as well. And this is my spiritual act of warfare. Right? My spiritual act of warfare is also my physical act of warfare. I bring my physical body into the fight as well. And then the spiritual realities also follow. And how about areas of influence? Some of us might be sitting on committees and everything. We might be a director of a board. You know, the decisions we make, the things we dare to say and speak up for will influence things that have a much wider repercussion. What are we doing there and then to change the physical realities of our world into a place which is more aligned with the kingdom of God? And I don't know if this might sound so obvious to you, but to me, it wasn't obvious at all. For me, when in the past, when I've read the verse in Ephesians, you know, the verse in Ephesians in verse 12, it starts, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And I'm not trying to say that this verse is wrong in any way. It's the word of God. But I've just been seeing this in a different lens. You know, in the past, I would see this as, oh, therefore, the physical realities of my world are not important. What's important is what's happening in the spiritual realm, right? Something which I can't see. And often I translated that into something which is going on in my internal world. But I realized that when I read this over and over again, I realized that actually, obviously not. Now, Paul is talking about the fact that there is a connection between the physical and the spiritual. We need both, right? We need to train ourselves spiritually, internally, as well as act that out physically. Right? We need to do something about it. If I was just to sit in my room or pray to God on my own, asking him to sanctify me, to purify my thoughts, that's all good. But what I realize is that very, very soon after that, what happens is I get attacked spiritually. Now, we know that the devil is out there like a prowling lion waiting to attack. And most of the time, what I've been doing is just sitting there, you know, waiting for the attack. And when the attack comes, I try to defend myself and I try to do all things, pray, read, you know, go to my accountability brothers to get protection, you know, to recover from the attack. As if it's something which, you know, which I'm constantly fighting and defending. You know, I think I'm fighting, but what I'm really doing is I'm defending. But what this verse is saying is that you don't just defend, you fight. Now, a lot of the analogies here are defensive, but actually quite a lot of it's also fighting and on the offensive, right? It says, "Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place." It talks about the full armor of God, and very quickly and easily we think about defense because it's the armor of God. But when we forget that there is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And oftentimes I also equate that with something which is non-tangible. But actually, I believe now that it's also very, very tangible, because it should translate. We should always link that to something which is physically tangible in what we're doing, because that really helps. That really helps us fight the full spiritual battle. I'll give you another example. You know, I'm involved in the Alpha ministry. And when I'm with a group of people, when I'm talking to them about faith, you know, I can feel my spiritual fervor heighten. You know, when I'm out doing ministry work, I can feel that my spiritual strength is at a different level. All of a sudden, you know, I'm keenly aware of the devil's tactics. All of a sudden, I am engaging both body, mind, and soul in spiritual warfare. And you know, after and during ministry, I feel a sense of elation. I feel a sense of achievement and well-being, partly because I am destroying the strongholds of the devil. But when I'm completed that ministry, let's say it's a short-term ministry, and I'm in rest, and I'm going back into my daily routine, I often then find myself trapped. I find myself slipping. I find myself in sin. And I'm just bewildered. I'm wondering what's happened. And I realize that there's so much to do with what our mission is in the physical realm as well as the spiritual realm, that really dictates how we walk and how we fight the spiritual warfare. So as a boxer must learn how to avoid the punches, the boxer must also learn how to throw the punches. I think that it also means that we don't just focus on our purpose, but we focus on our mission. You know, our mission can be many different things. Like I said, it could be a job, it could be a ministry, it could be just the influence that you have with the people around you. Our mission can be transitory, and it can depend a lot on our circumstances. And I think that it's so important to ask God to open our spiritual eyes to see what our mission is. I think we all have a mission. Our end goal is to be sanctified, but I think the sanctification process comes with a carrying out of a physical mission in the physical realities that we are in. And oftentimes it means that we have to take up arms with our brothers and sisters to fight this good fight. Our physical missions could involve our brothers and sisters alongside us as well, right? In Ephesians, you know, it ends with, in verse 18, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." And in the Message translation, it says, "Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out." Again, this is a key reminder that we're not just to look at ourselves, but we're to look at our brothers and sisters. This is such a key reminder that the spiritual warfare is not just done on ourselves, but by ourselves, but with our brothers and sisters. But it's also a reminder that it's not just the well-being and the spiritual well-being of ourselves, which I'm often so focused on, but the spiritual well-being of our brothers and sisters. It's a spiritual well-being of our community around us. And that's why it's so important for us to be in community, in the house church, to come together on Sundays to worship, to say hello and to say, "How are you?" and mean it. Because that's when we are strong together, right? We band together and as the Lord's army, to demolish the strongholds of the evil one. And when one is weak, we know that the body is weak. And when one suffers, everyone suffers as well. We know that the enemy has been disarmed by the cross. But we also know that until the coming of Christ, there will still continue to be misery on earth. And I think that it's in this in between time that we are told to not just do nothing, not just wait for Christ to come back, but we are to advance the kingdom of God. The Lord's prayer is, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And we are part of that. We're called in, we're joined in into that battle. And we don't have a choice. Right. We don't have a choice whether we're in this battle or not. You know, when I was serving in the Singapore Army, I realized that I didn't have a choice. By virtue of the fact that I'm a Singapore citizen, I'm a Singapore male, I have no choice but to serve in the army. And if the country were to go to war, I have no choice myself, whether I like it or not, but to engage in that physical war as well. And likewise, in this spiritual war, we have no choice. We will be attacked. We will be attacked for sure. But will we also counterattack? Will we also throw our counterpunches against the enemy? And I think that by attacking, we are also making sure that we are keeping up our spiritual fervor for the Lord. And I don't want to go into, you know, the what it means to have the breastplate of righteousness and the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, because I think a lot of sermons cover that and we can look into that. But I just thought I wanted to share perhaps just this thought that I was thinking through. throughout the week about something which I often forget. And I just hope that it blesses you. And I'm not trying to downplay the inner workings of our world, because I think that the danger sometimes could also be that we just focus on the outer acts, the physical acts that we're doing. We neglect the inner well-being or the inner spiritual strength that we have. I suppose what I'm really trying to share is that oftentimes I myself personally, I focus too much on my internal working. And I forget that sometimes I just need to remind myself of what the mission is, what my physical mission is. And I just have to act that out physically in the physical world as well. You know, I think that sometimes I find myself down. I find myself depressed because I feel like the enemy has got the better of me that day. But I realize that in spiritual warfare, there will be days, there will be times when we get just kicked in the guts. And when we get kicked in the guts, we can either say, man, this hurts. I'm backing out. I'm backing down. I'm not going close, right? Or I need to recover and heal myself and put some balm over myself and go to the Psalms and everything. And I think that's so important. And I do that as well. But I end up leaving myself at that place. I end up leaving myself in that place of seeking God's comforting balm over my soul, my spirit. But I think I've come to a point in time sometimes when I feel, okay, now I need to go and kick some butt. And I need to go against the enemy. Because I know that sometimes it is precisely because I am changing the physical realities of my world that my spiritual reality is also under attack. And then when I retreat, I forget and I neglect the physical reality. I neglect my mission. So I hope this is also a word of encouragement for those who are listening. I hope that this is also a point of revelation, perhaps for those who go through a similar thought process like me, that our physical realities can also alter our spiritual realities. We focus on both. We focus on the Word of God and prayer to fight the spiritual realities. But we also rely on the fact that we are in the physical realm of this world. We have physical bodies at this moment because we can use our physical bodies, our positioning, where we are, our jobs, our ministry, to change the physical environment in which we're in. We need both. And when you find yourself retreating because the enemy has kicked you in the guts, I just hope and I pray for myself and for you that we will use both tactics. We will move in the physical and in the spiritual. So, as I just invite Marcus to help us just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You know, I pray that the Lord will also speak with you, speak to you, and remind you what your mission is. Because I know that each and every one of us has a mission, a physical mission where we are. The spiritual mission, I think we all are clear about. We are to be sanctified and we are to be holy. How does that translate into the physical world around us? And if you know it already, and if you have your mission, go and do it. Remember to do it. And as you do it, I pray that you feel and you sense the tangible presence of the Lord with you. I pray and hope that you sense the tangible presence and the strength of the Lord behind you, lifting you up on eagle's wings. And I pray that as you act out in your physical world, in your physical realm, you will build yourself up spiritually. And we will become spiritual giants with one another. Not to neglect our brothers and sisters, but to care for them also. So I just pray that the Lord will charge us with this spiritual fervor. to continue the spiritual fight. And I pray that if we're kicked in the guts, that we will be encouraged no matter what, to continue to fight in both prongs, both the physical and the spiritual world, as we change the realities around us, and as we wait for the coming of the true Christ. So be blessed. And as we worship, I just pray that the Holy Spirit will come and lift you up. Thank you.
As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
as we also move towards our prayer for the community, let's also remember and pray for those around us who are going through cancer, chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for them. Also pray for salvation and healing for those of us who are also going through other types of illnesses. We pray for the Lord's healing, both physical and spiritual. Also pray for others who are going through physical infirmities. For our brothers and sisters who are also looking for jobs, let's pray and continue to contend with them. Also turn to our mission focus. Let's keep SP New York in our thoughts and in our prayers. Let's pray for North Korea, for open doors for ministry, and for other opportunities and partnerships in Asia. Also remember the persecuted churches in the Middle East. Let's pray. Also pray for the gatherings happening this weekend in SP. So the Sunday service. We also pray for the well ministry that follows after. Pray for SP kids, worship, the worship team, hospitality team. Pray for the SP youth, spin and school services activities. Pray for the migrant worker classes, the word class, PMC and all the meetings. So let's pray for the weekend gatherings. is also continuing to contend and pray for protection over the pregnancies of our sisters in SP. Let's pray for Vivian, for Catherine, Kathleen, Eunice, Monica, Yiling, Vicky, and others. Ask for the Lord's protection, the Lord's covering over our mothers and let's continue to also lift up our city, our home, Hong Kong. Let's pray for peace. Let's pray for God's rule and kingdom to come in Hong Kong. And we just pray for spiritual and physical protection over this land. We pray that this place that we call our home and our city would prosper. And we just pray that we as citizens, as godly citizens, will also be able to transform the physical realities of the world around us in Hong Kong. That we all have our mission in Hong Kong, just to influence and to improve things around us in the city. I pray that you all have a blessed weekend. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you on Sunday. Thanks very much, guys.